It is Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers for the review to go through Brighton 2, Liverpool 2 in numbers, in opinion, in what was, Sean, a fascinating game for everybody. I think we can sort of cover Liverpool in the round of approach, selection and the first 20. Brighton are a little bit more intriguing, I'd say, in some of the things that come out of their lineup. It's the 4-2-3-1 again for De Zerbi, which clearly favours against us, although you can make an argument for different shapes around when they are in and out of possession and what to do with the man marking. Personnel-wise, you know, there's Baleba, there's Adingra who are coming in, there's the fact he's not using João Pedro or Ferguson on Thursday night. There's no Gilmore in there. It's clear to say he's really thought about this one and thought about how he can get his legs on the pitch for this one. And then there's how Brighton line up in the first half, particularly when they've got the ball. It's March and Gross, who are sort of both left sided, and the fact that Gross is lining up left side of that double pivot. And you sort of wonder whether that left side of theirs particularly is by choice or necessity with what they're doing. How did you think they presented themselves to Liverpool's coaching team and that team she able to come through?
It's frustrating for Liverpool that they get done the way they get done at Villa, because understandably it gets them to get back to the drawing board, I think. And the Villa game, that I'm not just saying it because we reviewed it, I think the Villa game has a massive impact both on how Liverpool set up and how Brighton set up for this one. In that, I think Brighton decide that they're going to make a change. Brighton pretty consistently would build up from the back with the goalkeeper, two centre backs in front, and then they would have a line of four. The two full backs would go wide, the two sitting midfielders would spread a bit, and the two strikers would drop in, and the two wingers go pretty high and wide. And it's interesting with a view on McAllister here, by the way. Yes, sometimes they play into midfield, but generally what they're looking for, Lewis Dunk's one of the best around at it. If they try and suck you in and play vertical into Ferguson or Welbeck, they then almost blind spin it off for midfielders to make runs, to play forwards there, and to release wingers and to get in between the lines and so forth. And that's, I think, what West Ham prepared for, that's what Aston Villa prepared for. I think that's what Liverpool prepared for. And you couldn't criticise anyone for taking that logic in. What De Zerbi seems to do here is he makes two big changes. At times, he's more than happy for Gross to drop in. Not necessarily right from the off, but he's happy for Gross to drop in and almost make that a back three.